3. And I would like to read to you verses 1 through 4, in Colossians in chapter 3. I'm going to start this out by saying, I have, and I hope you all have, several passages in the scripture that are just especially special to you. Passages that in difficult times or in joyful times, passages that you go back to. Passages in the night that when you wake up in the night troubled about things, it just comes into your mind to dwell on what that passage of scripture is saying. This is one of mine, a key passage to me. And I will read you the four verses and then I want to comment. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. We are no longer to consider ourselves as citizens of this earth. This passage is absolutely true about where you are right now. You are right now seated, unless I'm just completely off base, it says Christ is seated at the right hand of God, and I am with Christ, raised up and seated. And I just start thinking about, I am not physically aware of this, but we are seated in Christ right at the right hand of God. We've been going through Acts in there, and in a little bit we'll get to a passage where Stephen is being stoned. And this came to me as I was working through this. It says that the Lord Jesus stood to receive Stephen. And I don't think this is a stretch. If we are in Christ, and Christ stood to receive his servant Stephen, who stood with him? We did. We stood with Stephen. And, you know, people, you think, oh, this is just positional stuff. No, this is actual where we truly are. So I am here on earth in an earth suit, but I am not mainly a body. I am a spirit being, and as a spirit being, I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places. So now I want to make a point here. I have something that applies to me here. You may not have any sense of what I'm going to say here, but you've all got something like what I'm going to share my thing is. For a long time, the Lord has been dealing with me that I allow my mind to dwell on negative thoughts. Negative thoughts about myself or negative things about struggles that our people are going through. I hope that made sense what I just said, but I tend to dwell on what I did wrong. I tend to dwell on what's going on in your life. and God is just dealing with me. I have memorized this verse. I've quoted it hundreds of times, but God is chastening me. It's good that you can quote the verse, but now do it. Do what this verse is telling you. And here's what this verse is telling me. Harley, keep seeking the things above. Where is the above? The above is where Christ is seated in the heavenly realm. What troubling things are going on in the heavenly realms? None. And I realized, you know, especially now, you can't turn on the TV, you can't do anything, you can't listen to the radio, but all the stuff that's going on with political things. And I was reading in the shack where Jesus was telling Mac, I hate politics. I hate religion. I hate economics. Because those are all man's ways to control other men. I hate them. Those are the things above that I'm to seek, not this stuff. The politics, the systems, the stuff, everything that's going on. Set your mind on things above, not on things that are going on the earth. So, during all the storms of life, to God, He doesn't have time. So for Him, the thing's already done and already accomplished. And I think He wants us to understand it's okay. I've got it. It's mine. I've got it. I've already taken care of it. So set your mind on me, not on this, not on this. Oh my gosh, Lord. It's like, how many times have we told the Lord, don't you know what's going on? Hello? How is this escaping your notice? Then I've been reading through the Psalms, and the number of times the people who are writers of the Psalms are saying, but God, don't you see what's going on down here? We all go through that dilemma, don't we? And when we hear God saying, yeah, I do. I took care of that already. But I can't see it yet. Well, it's because you're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking at the things that are on the earth. The things that are right in front of your face, Harley, that you're dealing with. Now, Harley, in verse 2, this is what I'm telling you to do. To set your mind. This means to direct your minds. And here's where my issue is. If He commands me to do something, do I not have the power in Christ to direct my mind? So for years I would say, well, you know, I'm a pastor, and pastors are supposed to be caring people and empathetic people. But I found myself mulling over in my mind, well, what can I do to help? What could I do to help with the situation? How could I do this? When He's telling me, Harley, it's okay to pray about this, but don't set your mind on it. That's to meditate on it. That's to dwell on it. That's to be occupied all the time with something that's going on the earth. Set your mind on things above, Harley. I've had to come before the Lord, and this was a difficult situation that I had to go through, that setting my mind on things of the earth is not just a bad and hurtful thing. My muscles tighten up, this happens, and all of you get physical symptoms when you're occupied with the things of the world. You tighten up, you do this, you get diarrhea, you get constipated, you get a headache. I don't know what yours is, but you'll get a physical symptom with it. And He's telling me not only is it a hurtful thing, it's sin, wrong thinking is sin, allowing. So I've realized that I've been so captivated by the thought of thoughts. So Satan comes along, and the power of sin, and says, well, Harley, what about what this person's going through right now? And I start mulling it over in my head. And I'm realizing having the thought come to me is not the sin. Dwelling on the thought, that's the sin. Instead of, God, here's a situation, and I'm bringing it to you, and I'm praying for it, and Lord, if you want me to do something or somebody else to do something, then fine. But I'm going to go back to set my mind on things above. I've realized, I wished I realized things quicker, but my mulling over my fleshly issues or your fleshly issues doesn't do anything. Doesn't change anything, doesn't correct anything. But when I do, I'm allowing myself to sin. And there's a verse in Romans that says, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. But to be carnally or fleshly minded is death. If you're mulling over your flesh issues or other people's fleshly issues, it's death. But to be spiritually minded, and that's what this is telling me, Harley, set my mind on things above. Now I want to just talk one other thing here. And here's why he's saying all of this. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then will you also be revealed with him in glory. I've died. You've died. And my life is now hidden with Christ in God. He is now my life. And when I've been pondering this for a long time, a thought came to me that when he was on the earth, he went off with his father to pray. He didn't sit and wring his hands. What are we going to do about this situation? This seems to be out of hand. Lord, this is just awful. Father, what's going on? He did what the psalmist didn't do. He immediately went to his father with it. And he started setting his mind back on his father's kingdom. I can't set my mind on two things at the same time. I can't set my mind on Trump and Hillary at the same time as heavenly things. I have to make a choice. I'm in the world, but I cannot be of the world. I'm told to pray for those in authority over me, and I'm told in this not to set my mind on things that are on the earth. And I'm just saying there's life and peace in the midst of conflict when I'm setting my mind on things above. God, you've got this under the control of your hand. I can't control it. I didn't cause it. I can't change it. I can pray about it, and I can rest in your sovereignty. And I go to sleep. And one last comment about verse 4. When Christ, who is my life, is revealed, that tells me that he's coming back. When he's coming back, you also will be revealed with him in glory. I'm already seated there. And someday, all of us are going to be manifested, and we will all know everything. So right now, I got a choice. I can set my mind on the things that are going on all around me. I can't open the paper. I can't turn on the TV without everything of the world being there on earth, earthly things. And they are there. But by the grace of God, I'm going to set my mind on things above. One more song. Is it well with your soul? Yeah, but you don't understand what I'm going through. No.